Dear friends, welcome to another edition of una favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Dio Ezekiel. I be Rivers boy, 13 years old, and at the school for Obi Academy for Port Harcourt. I dey in GSS3. But just before we begin, make we take opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Ebrechi Suzette Nyesomuke, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
I salute all the Ogbonge people we did this with River State, and I welcome come another River This Weekend Talk program on Top Radio, where they help us arrange our character, make it better pass as it did before. I beg make on remember say, on this special, and people did respect talk where they come from on the mouth. Our talk today, now to discuss how this serious coronavirus sickness don't affect our life. We could start this talk with correct salute, where we once summer give River State branch of Medical Women's Association of Nigeria because of power with them they use follow Rivers people and their health to make sure say we dey okay. This program too short to talk all the plenty things we on don't achieve to make sure say Rivers people dey healthy and them understand the health matter with the ground now. The thing we touch us pass, now the way we on carry the matter for head, whether na as per the project we on don't they do or other work we on they carry all on our mind they do. We know say all this work na part of putting on a don't agree as organization say on a go heal people with the kind love we resemble the one only person mama fish on. I know if it finish the talk of how on a don't they help people well, especially Rivers people. We they use on a give example of people where they help Rivers people well, especially those where they for different village yonder. Abi, na how una don't they cooperate with other organization them solve people problem, but the one way sweet our belly pass, na how una take carry our youth them along for on a different program. This new essay competition for children, where una don't start to deorganize every year for secondary school's children, na another road for the correct direction. It should say, it good for us to hear waiting the inside the mind of our children, and this one they very important. Another strong booster to all the members of this Medical Women's Association on a this special, and I thank Ona for making Rivers people too to they feel very special. For this Children's Day celebrate will be non pass, I've been talked to River State children, and that my message will go join and put for here, make all the Rivers children where they hear this Rivetics today fit here the thing way I talk to Rivers children. And for this competition we've been happen, we choose one of the winner of on a Children's Day essay writing competition, and his name na Master Dew Ezekiel Hart. In the GSS3, for inside OBA Academy for this week, Port Harcourt, na him be our talk person for today program. As talk person, him go share give us waiting day in mind as he take concern how this serious sickness don't affect him. We also want advice on her, we dey hear this program. Make on a sit down, think on how this disease don't affect on her and on our family member them. We get things where we don't learn inside this disease period. Make we not only remember waiting we don't lose inside the sickness and all the bad things we follow on, but make we also look, see some of the things where they happen or where we don't gain. Make we think more and more of the good things so that all of us go gain better future together. I beg make we enjoy the program. Our Rivers people, we get church mind. Make on a no forget, allow on a good character, talk on a talk. I pray make Papa God bless Ona and Ona family member them, and make Papa God bless River State.
Ekpe bleni, enujileni amuli ukebiomu lolomomno, ibeke kwa abo coronavirus. Eyela odola le maregde lubutu ukemla. Ndekpa meje enem ukem ugwe ukulu leliela. Ukebiom unwe ike ukulu lele maregde le yeye akpotuleneka ubuho tebulu akudo owai buto yeye buto ukem ukbu maregde. Unwe ogogoya wo ndekpa majile nye unwe ukemla okwa okpekede le ekogle mobo unwe umekpele lo woto inwe oboye to washikpom bukem bojem emine unwe be ukebiom unwe be ike loje bodo boto inwe le uduji ukelele majikpom bayo bogole majikpom benglobo onwo ukem akamale nye unwe okpekede le omwo onye neten unwe ike ubushini yimado bodo ukem ukebiom ukebiom unwe ogogowo Ngwa edele na ye umledelo nukan jikile na leo magwani useke ukem. Abarobe bala luguni echa losama ekaye bebe kile. Abateta nekan amuta no muta nyejena onashito aya tutuduma ekile umlebe bushi ugowe ukem. omo nwana ashikeshini elie eka nye unwele umekpele okpekide le ehogle etashe ekele luku maregide mubo emine udugbolo omajibe eyekpane ugbolo ukem bemle maade manu omo nwana me osale okabo ekebia wajile kpugula grebe uzu olo bo aishi okpakea ademano wo ngwamekan.
Let me start first of all by congratulating the Medical Women's Association. This is your maiden edition with the essay writing competition, and especially recognize the president for the River State branch, Dr. Betty Agala. I know you've been doing a lot, as well as your members, of course. This is a good time to say thank you for all hand washing units that you've been spreading across River State. I know you made different points in the River State High Court, and that is really commendable. One in Government House, and I'm sure you're still on working on it. Thank you so much, because it's a great contribution from UNICEF in absentia. Commissioner for Social Welfare and Rehabilitation, Mrs. Inime Aguma. So I thank her for the speech, and I'm sure it was well received. And our River's children, I have to say, very happy Children's Day to you all. I feel sad that we cannot do what we ordinarily would do, like coming together as we've done in the past, have the match past, and then share in whatever it is we have. Let's hope and pray that next year will be different. And I believe that, of course, we're getting a better understanding of this coronavirus pandemic, and we're now more knowledgeable, and we know how to protect ourselves. And like I will say, our governor, of course, I bring you his very warm greetings and love. He's the father of the state, and as well, your own father. And he says, I should greet you all really, really warmly. He has lifted the lockdown order as far as within River State is concerned, and that is a good thing. But we need to take note that this is not the time to just run out and engage in any way that we think fit. No, this is a time where we must take personal responsibility for our own personal safety. And so we must not be careless. Of course, abide by the rules, as we have been told. And I hope you all watch the news. It is really important to always, always listen to the news on radio and watch the news on TV when it comes up. When I was younger, my father, at that time, I would say, it was more like a punishment. He used to force me to sit in front of the TV and watch the news. I didn't realize at that time he was doing me a great favor, because I thought news was very boring. I mean, why should I sit down and listen to all this talk? But you know, now that, of course, I've come of age many years ago, and I realize the value he was trying to teach me at that time. And I want to implore you to, you know, cultivate the habit of listening to the news. It will keep you informed. And when you're informed, you can make better decisions and you will make less mistakes, if any at all. It's better for you to always stay informed. Of course, this coronavirus pandemic, I looked at the essays from the three winners in the two different categories, which is a total of six persons. And I have to say, I'm very impressed. I saw divergent views, different people, you know, giving us their own impressions of what is happening in their lives at this time. And it has affected all of us in different ways. But I'm really impressed with the work of the children from the few essays I read. You have done very well. I commend your diction. Your vocabulary is really good. And, you know, you were very expressive. A lot of you wrote in very, very interestingly. And one person I very much like to commend is you, Nengiofori Ezekiel Hart. I really enjoyed reading your essay. It was more like storytelling, if I can say so. So it was really fun reading all of that. You've all done well. And I have to say, even those that were not selected as one of these six winners, you're all winners. There's no one that has failed here. You all have passed, because even attempting, you know, to write that essay, it's a big step you took, and it is very commendable. You are a winner. All of you are winners. I especially want to recognize the youngest participant, as I've been told. And his name is Mikel Iroya from Green Hill International School. And I've just noted that it's stated here that he was not eligible to participate because he's just 8 years old. I have to say, I'm really, really impressed. He's in primary four. And for him to have even taken the chance to join in this essay writing, I have to say something that is commendable. So in announcing the prize, you all know what the prizes are. Medical Women Association made that clear to you, so I don't think I need to restate it. everyone will get what it is that the Medical Women Association have said they will give to each category. And in addition to that, I'm going to take another step and have accounts opened for these six winners that were selected, and also Mikhail Araya of Green Hill International School. But I'm not going to mention the amount I'm going to use to open the accounts. That is not necessary. But I hope it will be something you will find worthy of building on. It will be an account that you will not be able to access the funds until you are 18, but you will also have your alerts when any money is going there, so you know how much is there. I'm doing this because I'd like to encourage children, especially these seven that have been chosen, to cultivate the habit of saving. It is important, really, to start saving as early as you can, because you can never tell what your savings can amount to, and you can never tell what use you can put those savings to. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds for any of us. We always hope for the best, of course. But then sometimes you just might need to fall back on something, and it is a good idea to have something that you can fall back on no matter how little. It will take you as far as it can go. So again, I congratulate all of you. Of course, I want to also say that my prayer for you all Rivers children is that God will continue to bless you and bless all your efforts. I pray that He will use you as worthy vessels to do His work. I pray that He will just find you all, you know, in the place where you should be at every time, and that you will make no mistakes, you will encounter no difficulties. Life, I pray, should be beautiful for you. And I want you, I hope, and I pray that you will all be worthy citizens of Rivers State, that we will be proud of tomorrow, and that we will celebrate in different ways and in multiple times. God bless you. I just want you all to know that I love you. His Excellency loves you so very much, and we will keep praying for you. The government of Rivers State, I believe, will continue to do the best for our children. And so rest assured that only the best will come your way. But I need to advise that you also need to listen to your parents. I say so because they always know better, and they want your best interests at all times. So we should be obedient children. We have the child rights law in Rivers State. And in the child rights law, the different rights of the child is stated there. And not just only the rights, but also the responsibilities. So when you get something, you give something. When you get rights that you can exercise or enforce or enjoy, you ought to have corresponding responsibilities that you need to pay attention to and execute, especially for the enjoyment of your rights. So you need to obey your parents. It is important because they will never lead you astray, as I believe. They are going to do the best for you, and you should make it easy for them. Help them at home in the chores that you're given. Don't grumble about them. Don't feel like you're working too hard. You're actually training yourself. You'll find out in time to come that this is preparation for your future. So don't shirk any of your responsibilities. Take them seriously. And of course, use your opportunities every time they come, because you can never tell. And I will not end without saying that, of course, you need to learn how to relate with people. And I always say that the standard is the golden rule. Treat everybody the way you'd like them to treat you. And if you do that, if you put yourself in the other person's shoes at all times, you realize that you will not do anything that you, it's unpalatable for some other person, because you will be feeling just like the other person will be feeling what you do to somebody else if you wear the person's shoes. And then that way you treat everybody like you want to be treated. That way you can't go wrong. So let's all learn to get along, no matter our different ethnic nationalities, no matter our different religions, no matter whatever it is that is different amongst all of us. We all need to get along, because I keep saying that if God had made all of us the same, exactly the same, we will have a very boring and bland world, because there'll be nothing interesting. There'll be no surprises. There'll be nothing to look forward to. Everything will just be predictable. And I don't think that is really interesting. The differences in all of us is what makes us strong. It's what brings us all together. It's what helps us, you know, to bring to the table something the other person doesn't have. And when we all come together with our differences, working together as one, then we get the best of everybody and the best of everything in life. So I wish you all well, and I pray that God will continue to keep you safe and continue to bless you. And I pray that He gives your parents everything they need to raise you to His glory. And I just want to tell you again that I love you. And again, congratulations to M1. And Thank you, Dr. Gayogo, for sparing your time to be here. God bless you all. Please keep well. So like I said, we have two categories, the junior category and the senior category. First position in the junior category is Alaba Joshua, and this is from the Tenderfoot International School, Port Harcourt. Second in that junior category is Due Nengiofori Ezekiel Hart of OBA Academy, Port Harcourt. Third in that category is Israel Samuel Chigozirim from FGC, Port Harcourt. So congratulations to all three of you. In the second category, which is the senior category, we have for the first position, Benita Eze of Zavala's Tops International School, Port Harcourt. Second position is Michael Xavier in Community Boys School, Ilelewa. He is in SS3. Benita Eze is in SS2. Third position is Lawson Lois Bethel in SS3 at St. Mary's Catholic Model School. And like I said, my own winner is a primary 4 student named Mikel Iraya of Green Hill International School. He's also a winner. So these are the winners. Thank you.
My people, when I don't hear about this new deadly disease, where then they call coronavirus, waiting go share life person catch him. Waiting we fit do about him. Coronavirus fit spread for anything where we fit touch, whether na table, whether na door, money, or anything at all. The virus, they follow spread when person will get and touch you, or you use your hand, touch your eyes, your nose, mouth, or even your ears join. The symptoms of coronavirus, they take waka, na dry cough, fever, and when it is hard for you to breathe. People will get coronavirus, they feel they alright, but if na old person or somebody will get sickness before for body, they feel die. Coronavirus dangerous, fast cough and catarrh. Only one person feel spread the virus, fam reach plenty people one time. Coronavirus not get cure as we did so. As we did so, we suppose arrange ourselves, make sure say we not get them and we not share and give people. It is very important to make sure say you use soap and water, wash your hand well. Wash and like say you touch hand, you pepper. Another thing we will do now to give yourself better marking from anybody where don't get them or where they sick. Not shake anybody, not hug anybody, hold yourself. If you feel there for us, there, make people waste and be waiting to do, help us find the solution. My people, the solution is our hand, so make we respect ourselves to the right thing. If you get any of the symptoms, fever, dry cough, and when it is hard for you to breathe, I beg, call this number. So,
welcome back. If you just join, this is Rivetix on radio. My name is Nadia Ezekiel Hart. I be Rivers boy, 13 years old, and I dey school for OBA Academy for Port Harcourt. I dey in GSS3, and I dey with Honor today to talk about how the COVID-19 where they affect plenty people for this world. Na great privilege to be on this program, and I want to thank Her Excellency, Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Wike, because this program dey teach plenty people things. True. Before all this time, if person ever tell me say sickness like this COVID-19 may resemble malaria and catarrh, fit put fear for this whole world, so tell people they die, and no for believe them. First of all, what's be virus? Virus na tiny parasites, where even naked eye no fit see, but if it affects human being body, it will cause sickness. COVID-19 na disease, which is new type of virus, which then they call coronavirus, they cause. This sickness, they cause high fever, symptoms may resemble malaria, and you no go fit taste or smell something well. Sometimes even to breathe self na problem. Many people no even sabi where this new virus even come from. Some people say na Chinese scientists no wake am. Other people say na God dey punish us because our sin don too many. Wetin me I know be say this virus no be good thing at all, because it don dey cause plenty death and wahala for this world. Me, na for school I have first year of this coronavirus. My teacher been tell us about am. I know my parents come, then bring more news. We think say na style they won't use, because by that time, that survivor be don country for the country. Now when government come for school made them close, now when we come sabi say na this thing a serious thing, especially when people come begin die for Lagos. Before you know, government don't disturb party, church, and other social gatherings, places where people go together for one place. Myself, me and my family supposed go Abuja for my auntie birthday, but after everything we happen, we no can't go again, and the thing pain me well. This COVID-19 they worry well. But the one who I won't talk about now, now it don't affect me personally. And I know say as students we won't write junior WAEC, as opposed to the read my book and everything. Say if they call us back from school na exam street. But who say? Play, TV, chop, now be my work for house. As they close school for so long, plenty schools, even my own school, now they do what they call online learning. Na good thing, because they connect us with book routines, even if the lockdown is still there. But I no go lie, the online learning no be like our normal classroom learning. Like now, my school they use what they call Zoom app for mathematics classes only. The thing they chop data well, and all of us know say data they cost well. Again, since na new thing, we never understand well how to use them. All these simple things, a person may feel use them, feel do easily. Us, we know if you use them. Sometimes, I will hear my teacher. Sometimes, I no go to hear my teacher. Sometimes, no go to hear me. See me waiting, say, by now, I for don't enter new class, says one. Now I finish writing my junior work. Now, I don't even know waiting tomorrow the whole day. But even though I talk, say, I did get problem with this online learning, me, I don't think, say, sense good day if school open. Because it's COVID-19. Is it that they kill people? And small children and teenagers like me, you know, say we sabi play this kind of play, where we touch each other for body. And it go hard for teachers then to put eye for our play, especially for our hostels. Even if one or two things happen and we resume school, I go suggest say, make federal government and Ministry of Education change boarding schools to day schools. Because like that now, it go take easy pass for students to come home. Make we go for short break now, we go there right back.
Ẹpẹ́ ìbílẹ̀ ni ẹnu jílẹ̀ ni amúlé uke bí ọmọ lọ́lọ́mọ mọ̀nà ìbẹ́kẹ́kọ̀ àwọ̀ coronavirus. Èyẹ́lá ọ̀dọ̀là lè mẹ́rẹ́gdè lùbùtù uke mìlá. Ǹdẹ́pà méjì ẹ̀nà ẹ̀mú uke mù ogun ọkùnrin lẹ́lí èlà. Uke bí ọmọ nwẹ̀ ike ọkùnrin lẹ́lí mẹ́rẹ́gdè lè yẹ ẹ̀yẹ akpọ̀tọ̀lẹ́nẹ̀ka. Òbùhọ̀ tébùlù àkúdọ̀ ọ̀wáyé bùtọ̀ yẹ̀yẹ bùtọ̀ uke mù ugbù mẹ́rẹ́gdè. Nwẹ̀ ọgọ̀gọ̀ yàwó ǹdẹ́pà màjìlẹ̀ nye nwẹ̀ uke mìlá. Ụ̀hwa ọ̀kpẹ̀kẹ̀dẹ̀ le ẹ̀hógìlì. Mọ̀bụ̀ ònwe umèkpẹ̀lẹ̀ lọ́wọ́tọ́ inwe. Òbò ihe tụ́gọ̀shịkpọ̀m bùké mbùjèm. Èmìnẹ nwẹbẹ uke bíọ̀m nwẹbẹ ike lụ́jì bụ̀dọ̀ bụ̀tọ̀ inwele udùjì ukelele màjìkpọ̀m bàyò gbàgwùlẹ̀ màjìkpọ̀m bẹ̀ngwọ̀bụ̀ ọ̀ṅụ̀lụ̀. Ukem àkàmàlẹ̀ nye nwe ụkpẹ̀kẹ̀dẹ̀ le ọmụọ. Òun nyẹ nẹtẹ̀n nwe ike ubùshìnì yi mmadụ gbọdụ. Ukem bụ uke bíọ̀m nwe ụgọ̀gọ̀wọ̀. Ngwa ideele naye umledelo nukani jikile nalio maagwani useke ukem. Abarobe ibala lugo ni echa losama ekaye beleblekile. Apateta nekam amuta no muta nyejina onashitu aya tutuduma ekile umlebe bushi ugowe ukem. Omu mwana ashikeshini elie eka nye umwele umekpele ukpekide le ehwogle. Etashe ekile lugu mregide mubo emine udugbolo umajibe eyekpane ugbolo ukem bemle maade manu. Umuwadame, osale okabo eke biawajile kubula grebe uzu olu bo aishi okpakea ademano wu mwamekan.
So now welcome back. Even I just join, this na River 6 on radio. And my name na Tiu Ezekiel Hart. I be done this speak on the topic, how the coronavirus don't they affect me personally. On another thing where this COVID-19 don't do, now this matter of lockdown. Lockdown be say government, say make businesses, churches, markets, supermarkets, and place where people go they gather for one place. Make them buy brick first. See, we know the way forward. This COVID-19 thing affect me. Because to even see foodstuff buy in a big wahala. I even hear see people they go buy and sell for night. Because task force officials, they do their work well. They even put jara. Also say they punish people where they violate the lockdown. Another thing where this thing don't affect me, I say, I don't feel go anywhere. I don't even feel go church, chef. I can't retire for this matter. Nepa self know the fee give person light. Sometimes when I don't sabi waiting to do again, I go just find something put for my mouth. Now, I don't fast much more. And my friends no go even know me again when school open. My parents don't hala me plenty time. Why they do like this now? But what a person go do again? Nothing to do. All these things where I don't talk now, so what happened to me? I don't say no really mean where the thing happened to. Many adults, many children, and even adults, their life don't change because of this virus. Some people, they don't lose their job. Some people, they don't lose their loved ones. And I don't hear things say scientists dey find cure or vaccine wey go stop this coronavirus. But until then succeed, my people, make una try survive. Obey all these things wey WHO, NCDC, and other health organizations people wey know about health to talk. Do things like wash your hand often. Always wear face masks when you're going anywhere. Always rub hand sanitizers in public. And always practice social distancing. If the waka no important, no come off for your house. And also God go see us through all this and we go survive. Thank you.
My correct and confirmed Rivers people and beyond. Now so Rivetics take bad break today. And I dey sure say the program don't touch your mind and make your life conjured as all of us the gun body to make sure say our society na correct place for everybody. If you get wetin you no catch for today episode or other episode where we don't do before, you go fit go our website www.reveethics.com, go download today program or the other one where we don't do before. Country people, no forget say to carry this program give your guy men for school or for your area na free of charge. That one means say you no go pay. Just go our website, arrange yourself. Just follow us gun body for Reeve Ethics for Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Reeve Ethics. You fit call us for our phone to ask any question for today program or any other one way get waiting you know to grab. The number na 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. You fit also send us email for reeveethics@gmail.com. Country people, this program Reeveethics, you fit listen to am on top 5 radio stations for River State every Saturday. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 to 9 a.m. Then on Sunday, them go play am again by 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Then go play am the same time again on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Then go play am the same time again on Sunday. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then they go play am by 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. For Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until next week, country people, with another person we go talk plenty sense for another matter. Make una no forget say the way we person they talk, na the way we e they behave. So make una talk well and behave well. I wish all of una better and correct week ahead. I salute una.